Track 14, Depression. On the last track, we discussed traits of anxiety related to sexual abuse and techniques to deal with the anxiety. On this track, we will examine the depression that many sexually abused boys experience and techniques to facilitate recovery in the areas of family history, reward, self-esteem, self-harm, anger issues, and losses. Depression is probably the most pervasive of symptoms when dealing with sexual abuse. It leaks into every aspect of the client's life, school, friends, and family. Irritability and sullenness often accompany depression, as you know. Clients who exhibit these symptoms hold the dogma that if I pretend not to care about anything and if I keep myself distant from people, then I won't be hurt again or lose anything else that is important to me. Many times this can also occur in a client who feels guilty or responsible for the abuse. Do you agree? Ultimately, he has given up all sense of control and has made the decision to be passive and helpless in many cases. When a client is indicating depression, there are 6 issues that may need to be addressed: family history, reward, self-esteem, self-harm, anger issues, and losses. Issue number 1, family history. First, I consider if the client has a history of depression in the family. This is, of course, important because should there be an indication of familial history, medication might be needed in the early stages of therapy. Also, if there is a depressive adult that consistently comes into contact with the client, that adult can be detrimental to the boy's development and recovery. This is especially true in the case of a depressive parent. Obviously, the client is not learning healthy coping skills from that parent. Also, the depressive parent does not provide a stable support system that is essential for the depressed boy. If you should discover that there is currently a depressive adult in the client's household that is not seeking treatment, you might consider that the parent be referred for treatment. In the meantime, it is important that the client find a more effective, supportive adult, a counselor, another parent, or relative. Stan, an 11-year-old sexually abused client of mine, was exhibiting symptoms of depression. To find out if he happened to have a history of depression in his family, I asked Stan, "Did an aunt or uncle act really sad after a traumatic event? What about your mom or dad?" Stan told me that since his father lost his job, he's been drinking much more than he used to. Stan stated, "He gets mad really easily, too, at least when he's not sleeping. He sleeps a lot now. Sometimes he sleeps until 3 in the afternoon." In such a case, I didn't believe medication was necessary, but I did recommend that Stan stay with his aunt. In such a case, you might consider that the client perhaps stay with an aunt, if that's possible, related to the family dynamic. I also spoke with his father and referred him to a colleague of mine. Issue number 2, depression for a purpose. Secondly, after history, I examine the family's influence on the client and if they are unintentionally rewarding his depression. Commonly, parents tend to pamper the client, especially after such a traumatic experience as child sexual abuse. While this does provide nurture and support that is needed for recovery, many times parents do not realize that their lack of boundaries is encouraging the client's depressive moods. Kyle was a 9-year-old client of my colleague, Dr. Kessler. Kyle's parents were much more lenient with him after the abuse occurred. If he broke the rules, he was not punished, while his siblings were. Kyle constantly skipped chorus. If he was reprimanded, he became sullen, and his parents attributed it to the abuse, not their lack of discipline. In therapy, Dr. Kessler wasn't as indulgent as his parents. When Kyle wanted to continue playing video games for the 3rd session in a row, Dr. Kessler told him no. Kyle became sullen, but since Dr. Kessler stayed firm, Kyle decided that his show wouldn't work with him and soon became cooperative. The 3rd issue is understanding the impact of self-esteem. In addition to family history and rewards, the 3rd area to consider when facing a depressive sexual male client is whether they understand the impact of the abuse on their self-esteem. As you know, sexual abuse can destroy a young boy's self-image. The shame and humiliation felt soon manifest themselves through depression. Brian, age 17, was exhibiting signs of depression. He had played high school varsity soccer until he had been raped by his uncle at Christmas. Because he was an athlete, much of Brian's self-esteem lay in his physical prowess and the validation won by his trophies and medals. What Brian needed to establish was an unconditional self-esteem, something that wasn't certified by a title or trophies. Issue number 4 is potential for self-harm, of course. The fourth issue to consider when treating a depressive, sexually abused client is the boy's potential for self-harm due to suicidal thoughts, anger, desire for revenge, ongoing hopelessness, or guilt. Theo, age 14, was referred to me after he revealed to his counselor that he had suicidal thoughts after being abused by his baseball coach. I explained to Theo that there is a difference between acknowledging his feelings and choosing to act on them. Because he felt that he could not control his impulses, I sat down with Theo and wrote out a plan in case he felt unable to control himself. This included who he would tell. In this case, it was his supportive stepmother, what he would tell himself, and ways to cope with the opposing feelings of disempowerment, which we discussed on track 2. Issue number 5, understanding the link between depression and anger. The fifth issue you might consider is whether or not your client understands the connection between anger and depression. As we discussed earlier, the inability to express angry feelings can lead to profound depression. Refer to Track 11 for more information about suppressed angry thoughts. Issue number 6, emotional losses. In addition to family history, rewards, self-esteem, self-harm, and anger issues, the last concern when a client is in a depressive state is the losses the client has experienced as a result of the abuse. Oftentimes, young male clients think of loss as a sense of the physical, not emotional. They do not consider such things as childhood self-esteem, peer relationships, as things to be lost. Matthew, age 16, was a sexually abused client of a colleague, Ronald. Matthew was going through the painful loss of a father who had molested him and through a loss of security and safety. He stated, "I can't feel safe in my own house anymore. I'm always on edge, and I know it's because of what my dad did to me. I shouldn't feel this way, and I know in my head that what I'm feeling has no basis, but I feel it all the same." Many times when experiencing this time of loss, a state of grieving needs to follow, as you are aware. These feelings took place after Matthew had been in foster care for a while and his father had been in therapy, and there appeared to be no current harm of a repeat of the abuse. On this track, we have discussed the depression that many sexually abused young male clients experience and techniques to facilitate recovery. Question 14. What are 6 issues that need to be considered when dealing with depression in a young male sexually abused client? This CD has covered such topics as isolation, disempowerment, individual versus group therapy, family participation in therapy, therapeutic challenges, sexual identity, PTSD, social pressure, environmental concerns, anger issues, anger management, causes of anger, anxiety, and depression with sexually abused boys. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. Please consider us for future home study course needs. Other courses we offer are Treating Self-Mutilating Teen Cutters, Physical Pain Stops My Pain, Treating Post-Holiday Depression and Letdown, Living with Secrets, Treating Childhood Sexual Trauma, Interventions for Anxiety Disorders with Children and Adults. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you.